We had another question. How does the fact that your persona as a writer outside of Michigan is growing, a writer who writes about other issues, how does that affect your writing, that you're not just a small town Michigan Milford writer?
Well, I don't think any writer is a, you know, is tagged to their geography. I don't think anybody writes to be a small town writer. I think most writing is about the species, you know, and in one way or another. So it's not, you know, I do think, who was the very wise person that said all adjectives diminish? In a sense they do, you know, to end up being the, you know, the best southeastern Michigan undertaker poet. Those are a lot of adjectives before you get to poet. And it suggests that you don't have to consider the poetry. You have to consider all the adjectives that each comes with a particular brief. And it's unfair to say about someone, you know, she's really a fine woman poet. Mm-hmm. You know, because what it says is, the same way as it's for a funeral, not bad for a woman or not bad for a funeral director. Yeah. So in a sense, I think most writers are writing to be judged on their writing. And they don't, you know, if they turn out to be astronauts or disc jockeys or, you know, serial murderers, all they are writing for is to be considered for the language they are putting on paper and putting out there, mm-hmm. published, they are making public. So,
is there any time you want that adjective applied to you?
Which one?
Anyone. The undertaker poet or the Milford poet or
no,
the Michigan poet?
No, not really.
Poet?
You know, I must say, Anita, there was a time when I knew that my publishers were pleased to have that little hook because it creates a curiosity. You know, oddity and celebrity are near enough that they work. And, you know, in a country that, you know, pauses at wrestlers who become governor, the idea that a funeral director would write is somehow strange. I don't see it as strange at all. I think every poet in particular is a poet slash something, because no poet in this country is paid for the poetry.
Right.
So they are, by default and definition, a poet slash something.
You know, I always think about what Margaret Atwood said about when someone asked her, why do you write? And she said, why doesn't everyone?
Yeah.
And it's that same kind of thing, that the potential and the capacity is there for everyone in their own little, whatever, Milford or Winesburg or Yaknapatawpha County or whatever,
sure.
To do it. But a lot of people let the rest of life take over.
Mm-hmm. Well, and behind the question, is the suggestion that you have to be either or, that you can only be a teacher or a poet, or you can only be an orthodontist or a novelist. And I don't know, the last time I checked, you could do any of those things, and then some. You could also wrestle, you know, if you wanted to, and join the garden club and, you know, vote libertarian. You could do it, I mean, you could be more than one thing. You didn't have to be defined by just what you did in a professional sense, you know. So no, I would like the writing to be considered. And I don't mind the fact that, you know, the adjectives might get somebody to read something they mightn't otherwise read. But at the end of the day, you have to consider the writing. Otherwise, it's just, you know, it's personality cult.